Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast.
It is always an honor and a joy to be with you guys from wherever you are watching. Maybe you're on our YouTube channel or Spotify or through another means. We are so glad that you are watching us and listening to this podcast. It's, I believe, a word that I have for you today and for this week, something that you need to meditate on, and probably something that should never leave your life, is this following scripture we're going to read together. And I want to talk to you today out of being a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word. You know, it's easy to hear a message, applaud a message, say amen after a message, be excited after you heard a message, but it's a whole other level, I guess, level of obedience, to be able to walk away from something that the Lord has spoken to you about and then apply it in your life. Well, James has a lot to say about that. God never called us to just hear the word and not apply it. James 1, 22 and 25, and if you can read it along with me, if possible, verse 22 says, obey the Lord your God. Obey the word of God. It says, if you hear only and do not act, you are only fooling yourself. Anybody who hears the word of God and does not obey is like a man looking at his face in the mirror. After he sees himself and goes away, he forgets what he looks like. But the one who keeps looking into God's perfect law and does not forget it will do what it says and be happy as he does it. God's word makes men free. So James is basically talking about being a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word. There's a lot of consequences when we are only hearers of the word. There's a lot of consequences when we are not doers of the word. And James makes reference to several things that I'd like to point out. The first thing that he says is that we will become self-deceived. So one of the consequences of just being a hearer of the word and not doing it, not applying it, not allowing that word to become flesh. You know, you can hear a word, but if you do not apply it, it's just information. When you have just information, it doesn't bring transformation. Revelation will always take you to transformation. The word that is applied is the word that becomes part of you. If you never apply the word of God, that means that it has not become a part of you. So all it is information. It's not transformation. Because the word is supposed to transform you. The word is what's supposed to free you and deliver you. So after you hear a message, it ought to change you and it ought to transform you. And James says, when that doesn't happen, he says, then we become deceived. So one of the consequences of not allowing the word to transform us or not applying the word to our daily life and making it applicable to whatever area that God has spoken to you about, one of the consequences is going to be self-deception. As a matter of fact, the worst deception that you can ever have is self-deception. You know, other people can lie to you, but when you're lying to yourself, that is the worst kind of deception. And James says that when we hear word and we don't apply it, we don't become what that word is trying to do. Remember, the Bible says that the word of God is like a double-edged sword, and it penetrates deep into our bone marrow. So the word has the power to transform us. The word has the power to free us. The word of God has the power to cleanse us. But when we only hear it and we do not apply it, then we become self-deceived. So James makes reference this way. He said, you will become like a man who is looking at his face in the mirror. So picture yourself waking up early in the morning and you look in the mirror, and as you're staring in the mirror, your hair is all messy. You got crust around your eyes. You got crust around your mouth. And, you know, you're just not your best. You know, maybe you've got marks on your face, something that needs maybe attention. You know, your teeth are maybe dirty. So you're looking in the mirror and you recognize, this is what James is saying, when you're listening to the word, you're recognizing what needs to be fixed. So just like when you look in the mirror, you know what needs to be adjusted. You know what needs to be fixed. You know that your hair is out of place. You know that your eyes are not clean or that your teeth are not clean. And so you need to fix it, or you got bushy eyebrows, whatever the case may be. But when you look in the mirror, usually we will fix what we see wrong. So what happens to somebody who's just a hearer of the word, James says, is you will look intently into the mirror, know what you have to fix, but immediately, this is what James says, he sees himself and then goes away, and he forgets what he looks like. That means that you walk away from the mirror, picture it, after you saw your hair messy, after you saw areas that need adjustment, you walked away, and then you left. And so you're maybe in front of people, talking, conversing with people, and in your mind, you forgot that your hair was messy. Everybody else can see it, but you can't see it. You can't see that you have crusty eyes. You can't see that you have marks on your face. You forgot. That's what James is saying. You forgot. You forgot that there were areas that needed to be adjusted. So what James is saying is that when you look in the mirror, which the mirror represents the word of God, when you look in the mirror, you're supposed to look intently at the word of God, the law of God, the perfect law, it says. And it says, we don't forget what we heard, but rather we apply it. We fix it. That is a doer of the word. But James says, when you forget what you heard. So that means that if you hear a message and you forgot the message, then it really hasn't become a part of you. So you might have to hear that message again so that you can apply it in your life. Look, when you are a hearer of the word only and not a doer of the word, it will breed self-deception. You're going to begin to think that in your mind you're okay. So then you can become a believer that when people ask you, how are you doing? And you've just looked at the mirror, but you forgot. So you're going to say, I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. But inside of your heart, you know you're not fine because you didn't apply what God is telling you to apply. And so we've got to become doers of the word, not hearers only. The word of God transforms us. Another thing that will happen if we are just hearers of the word is we will become religious. Religious people are those that hear the word. They have a lot of information, but there's really no transformation of the heart. And so the Holy Spirit, when it's inside of us and we hear the word, the Holy Spirit and the word of God is bringing about that transformation in our hearts. But when we become religious, it's kind of like when you look at the Pharisees or the Sadducees, and they knew the law. They knew the law backwards and forwards. They knew the Torah. They were at the temple. They just knew the word of God. But yet they couldn't recognize Jesus when he was in front of them because they were so religious. Religious people have a hard heart. And when you have a hard heart, and this is how a hard heart, one of the ways to get a hard heart is that you're hearing the word, but there's no change. And when that happens in your life, you hear it, you say, gosh, that was a good word. That was all for me. But then you don't apply it. You don't hear it again. You don't fix the areas that need adjusting. Even if it's step by step, with the help of the Holy Spirit will help you. But when we don't apply it, when we just leave it as is, when we don't fix the areas that need adjustment, and we keep hearing the word and we go to church and we hear the word, what's happening is your heart is getting harder. So you're only hurting yourself because God cannot pour into a hardened heart. And there are a lot of consequences to a religious heart, to a religious mindset, and to a hardened heart. And then the other thing that will happen when we are hearers only is that you become immature. You will stay in an immature state. Every person that is just a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word will live in a state of immaturity. Well, immaturity, we stay immature because we don't transform. Paul said it one day in Hebrews. He said to the children of God, you know, I want to give you more, but I can't because you're still in need of milk. You're still babes. You're still, you know, in your infantile stage. And the way we mature is by obeying the word of God. The way to move into maturity is to obey what God is telling us to obey. Every act of obedience in your life is a step towards maturity. Every act of disobedience in your life is a step towards immaturity. There are blessings that God wants to pour out, but he can't do it in an immature state. So you know what time it is? It's time to apply the word. It's time to do the word. It's time to become the word. The Bible says that Jesus became flesh. The word became flesh. That means that the word has the power to transform your mind, your heart, your emotions. After you hear a preaching, it has the power, when it's full of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, it has the power to transform you. You know what time it is? It's time to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. Because there's major consequences when we are just hearers of the word. And I don't want your heart hardened, nor do I want you to live in a religious state. You're not called to be religious. You're called to be a son, and you're called to be a daughter. And you're called to obey the word of God, and you're called to go on to maturity. Keep in mind, Jesus is coming for a church without blemish, for a bride without blemish or wrinkle. He's not coming for a babe. He's not coming for an immature. He's coming for a bride that is mature, without wrinkle and without blemish. It's time to apply the word of God. I'm going to pray for you, because perhaps you've been a doer of the word, and you've been a hearer of the word and not been a doer of the word. I think it's time that this podcast will be a podcast that will bring conviction to your life. I'll pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for each viewer and each listener. And I pray that they would have conviction right now, that if they've not applied the word like they should, taken time and devotion, Father, through your word of God, to spend time looking at the mirror intently so that they can fix what needs to be fixed. Father, I pray as they read the word and go back to listening to the word, that you will speak to them through that word. And Father, we just bless each and every viewer and every listener. In Jesus' name, amen. Some of you may not need another preaching. Some of you have many preachings. Now you just need to apply them. So I bless you in the name of Jesus. Please share this podcast with everybody you possibly can. And we will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.